This is the Christian Science Daily Lift, a podcast full of inspiration. Today's lift comes from Larissa Snorek. She's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Carlisle, Massachusetts.
Have you ever noticed how the things we may least want to face turn out to be the exact things that help us grow the most? Even with the best intentions, we can sometimes find ourselves attempting to use prayer to avoid something difficult. And yet, scientifically approached prayer, as described in Christian Science, brings things to the surface to be dealt with and resolved. This prayer is much more than just hoping something will change, or that something which needs to change will stay the same. Prayer that yields our thinking to the divine power brings a shift in thought, equipping us to face challenges with an absolute confidence in the all power of God. Just determinedly pushing through something we are dreading, however, is not leaning on the perfect love who is God that casts out our fear, nor is it bringing us to a new place spiritually. But when we think and act from the more expansive perspective that divine love provides, it is transformative. When we feel the influence of the Christ, the divine idea of God that impelled Jesus' words and actions, it changes us. In the presence of love, we can't help but speak or act from our heart, even when it goes against convention. We are grounded in the very foundation of the good that is God. In the Old Testament, Moses encourages the people to be strong and of a good courage. And later, God repeats this counsel to Joshua as the Israelites are preparing to go forward into the Promised Land. In each instance, these words are related to taking action, turning to the goodness of God, and seeing our own spiritual godlikeness and that of others enables us to face up to our fears and find blessing.
Want to learn more? You can read Laurie's editorial in the Christian Science Sentinel. Find a link on today's Daily Lift page.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ, Scientist, in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2023.